The political arguments over immigration can overshadow more mundane challenges for kids that can be the teasing they face over the languages they speak. Reporter Zadie Stavely met one teacher who's trying to do something about that.
We will do an activity.
In her ethnic studies class at Castlemont High School in Oakland, California, Acacia Woods-Chan teaches students who have only been in the U.S. for a little while, a few months or a year. Some of them are from Yemen. Many come from countries in Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. At home, they speak Spanish, Arabic, and Mam, a Mayan language from Guatemala. Last year, Woods-Chan noticed something disturbing.
A number of the Spanish-speaking students, primarily, would be making fun of the Mam language and be making fun of the Arabic language.
Woods-Chan believes her students' fluency in another language is an asset, something that could even help them get a better job after high school or college. Also, teaching about identity, for her, is personal. She's African-American and Chinese-American. Her mother, who was born in the U.S. but spoke Cantonese at home, told her that when she was in kindergarten and still learning English, her teacher mocked her in front of the class. The little girl had a stomachache, but she didn't know the word for it. So she raised her hand.
And so she was like, I have a stomach. And she's like doubled over in pain. Her face is wrinkled and wrenched and just looking wretched. And the teacher's like, yes, of course you have a stomach.
That interaction was scarring for her mom. Woods-Chan keeps it close to her heart. She wants to be the opposite kind of teacher, one who would make an effort to understand. So when she saw her students making fun of each other's languages, she started asking them to take turns teaching a little bit of their home language each day. Students taught their peers how to count from 1 to 10, how to introduce themselves, and how to say basic phrases.
In English, what is your name?
En español, ¿cómo te llamas?
Tomam titbi.
Bilarabiya, ma huwa ismo.
Then they recorded themselves saying those phrases in short video clips, like this one, where the kids share how to say cool.
En español, chido, chido.
En mam, mejor, mejor.
En Arabic, gamil, gamil.
Woods-Chan says in her classroom it made a huge difference. Seeing words in their own languages written on the whiteboard and spoken in the video clips helped students with confidence.
And then some of my other students that were not in my advisory would come in and be like, hey, that's mom. I speak mom. That's mom.
Woods-Chan is not alone in her conviction. Displaying home languages in the classroom and using the languages in lessons is highlighted as a best practice for newcomer students by researchers at the City University of New York. They say treating the students as experts in their home languages can help them succeed.
Bueno, pues feliz. Con más ánimo.
15-year-old Wilfido from Guatemala says the project made him happy.
Porque todos quisieron aprender, mam.
Because everyone wanted to learn mom. He says he also learned a little bit of Arabic.
Bueno, solo una palabra.
How his friends told him to say hi.
Solo jala, jala.
Wilfido now wants to be an interpreter.
From the beginning of doing mom to the end of the year, you could see a huge shift in the way that not only the mom-speaking students regarded the importance of learning mom and of just having it visible, but then in the way that the other students received it as well.
17-year-old Orlando from El Salvador says he never knew Arabic or mom even existed before he came to the U.S. and heard his classmates talk.
No, yo no ponía a pensar y qué dirán.
Orlando says he had no idea what they were saying. He enjoyed learning a bit of the other languages, and he thinks it would be good for all classes to teach a little of home languages. When students first get here, he says, they think, no one talks like me. I'm the only one. And they feel alone. This way, they won't feel so bad. Woods-Chan hopes her school will use the videos as part of an orientation for students and families to help build a sense of respect and understanding among all students, newcomer and U.S.-born alike. For the world, Zadie Stavely in Oakland, California.
That story was reported with support from the Education Writers Association. Zadie also recorded it in Spanish. Listen at theworld.org.